Again, Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors, so relax and let's take a trip around Africa on this. But later on today in the show, I'll be talking to Mutala Muhammad Kamara, a journalist and a blogger from Sierra Leone, and we'll be talking about the effect of the Ebola virus on the entertainment industry in Sierra Leone. But right now, let's start the ball rolling. Think I Love You with the sound of Anise Holloway from Sierra Leone. Beautiful tune. And right after that, Lento by Professor featuring Speedy of South Africa and Criminal by DXD of Ghana. But right now, Think I Love You by Anise Holloway of Sierra Leone.
SMDM Impact.
Yo, hey, Mr. Officer, why you do me long? I'm late for a show, but you still hair strong. You didn't delay my time, tell me, what did I do? If I break the law, I go pay the price. Yes, I know that, tell me something else I don't know. In a sense, are you trying to disrespect me? Hell no, rather you embarrass me. Put the laws into your hands to implicate me. If there's no offense, then let me go. I'll say tramming with license. I said there it is. So see, open your boots and I said what for.
You got him got the house and make a number bumpy. So now he says I'm a criminal. Mr. Officer, why would shame me? I'm a criminal. Open for me, lawyer. I'm in frame, lawyer. That go things them near me best.
If he be bribed, you didn't want it. Then go straight to the point and stop the beef about the booch. Mr. Officer, my money, you didn't want the lie. Cause I know that I'm right. Mr. Officer, I know my right. So why you wanna intimidate me? Because you wear the badge, you wanna underrate me. You say he didn't process me to court, but I'm not guilty. I'm not filthy, so why you wanna harass and embarrass me? My guy passed me the phone to come a lawyer. If it be bribe you didn't want, then just forget him. Cause I know gets even colder for you. Nothing, yeah, yeah.
Open frame, lawyer. I'm in frame, lawyer. That put in some near me mess.
So now he says I'm a criminal. Mr. Officer, why would shame me? I'm a criminal.
Hope you frame me, lawyer. I'm in frame, lawyer.
Okay. Mr. Officer, tell me why you wanna underrate me. Defame me, telling lies to implicate me. Pull over my car for what? Just to harass me. Why me? Mr. Officer, you wanna rob me? You know they respect the law. All you wanna do is put the money in your pocket and move to the next victim in line. My friends talk, koti. So you still think that I'm a criminal? Yeah, vida, you are the real criminal. It says that I'm being so violent, and anything I say right here will be used against me in court. So my friend, shut up and silent. Hell no, I can't be silent. Mr. Officer, you know I can't be silent. You came along and then brought the violence, and now you want me to be silent. You know that I'm late for a show, and if you know what's good for you, then let me go. Hell yeah, I'm late for a show, and if you know what's good for you, then let me go. So now he says I'm a criminal. Mr. Officer, why would you shame me? I'm a criminal.
I'm in frame, lawyer. I'm in frame, lawyer. I got in some damn impact.
If he be bribed, you didn't want it. Then go straight to the point and stop the beats about the push. Mr. Officer, my money.
Criminal by DXD, Dawuni Extraordinary Dawuni of Ghana. And right before that was Lento by Professor, featuring Speedy from South Africa, and Think I Love You by Anis Alloway from Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and don't forget to join me and my guest later on, Mutala Mohamed Kamara, as we'll be talking about the effect of the Ebola virus on the entertainment industry in Sierra Leone.
Ebola. Your name resonating from my voice don't even sound right. Why? Cause I don't like you, he don't like you, she don't like you, we don't like you. So therefore eradicating you from the motherland is something that we are gonna fight for. We already have too many stumbling blocks to worry about each day, like hunger, crime, and injustice. So no sir, you being a virus that's a human fiend is a battle that you are not gonna win. We've seen enough, from senseless wars to extreme poverty. How long shall we perish? How long till the sun shine on this dark continent? We're tired of being weak, vulnerable, and submissive. So today I ask this to the leaders that we elected. What do you do for us? Cause right now I don't even know what's worse. Ebola or you that's in power? Generating all this income and accumulating all this wealth right in front of our faces, so don't think you're moving in stealth. Now we are bleeding from the inside while you sit there and watch our deteriorating health. But for some reason I feel like I'm wasting my breath, but I don't care cause there's so much beauty in life than death. You got it with leaving us jobless. Barely a grain of rice and a droplet of water to survive. And once again, you're failing us by leaving us naked and unprotected to a deadly disease. This time, all we ask is for your protection. How many more lives do we have to lose to get your attention? Ebola, Ebola. You may be silent, you may be painful. You may be weakening and you have hurt us. But as deadly as you are, you will never be able to break us when we are united. So today I plead to my brothers and sisters all across the world. Let's come together and help spread the word. Let's fight to eradicate Ebola once and for all.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. True Word is a brand new chord by Yeshua the Lifted from Nigeria. This is Beautiful Beat. And right after that, Open and Close by Patti Diddy and the Bonfire Group from Uganda. And then we take a trip to Tanzania, where we're coming with the award-winning artist Milka Kakete. She won the 2014 African Gospel Musical Contest here in the United States of America. Wanipenda is the track, but right now, True Word by Yeshua the Lifted from Nigeria.
True Word, we dey talk. Person way ask from God. God no go let them go empty-handed. True Word, we dey talk. Person way ask from God. God no go let them go empty-handed. Hey!
Wait, no.
Wanipenda by Milka Kakete of Tanzania, and right before that, was Open and Closed by Patti Didi and his Bonfire group from Uganda, and True Word by Yeshua the Lifted from Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vande here in Washington. When I come back, I'll be talking to Mutala Muhammad Kamara, a Sierra Leonean journalist and blogger, who will be talking about the effects of the Ebola virus on the entertainment industry in Sierra Leone.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African Beats.
You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vande here in Washington. If you have any comments about our show, you can send us an email to africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can also call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's take this tune, Stop Ebola, by Steady Bongo of Sierra Leone. And right after that, my guest, Mutala Muhammad Kamara.
Me brothers and sisters, let we fast for white Ebola. Now we sweet Stallone, now we all young. No other place for go except Stallone.
They say we go fight in the civil war. People not for believe we fought to come make you. See then and the war don't come so. We call up Ebola, don't put to a boundary. Hey Papa God, pull this trouble for we, make we Ebola free. Salon let we team out stronger one, and fed like a soldier. Wipe up Ebola. The first upon for the first Ebola. Now for Billy say, Ede any real. Then you go tie your Oja for fed the war. Waiting at some of the Oja ya for tie. Avoid shaken. Then body contact. No touch forcing. We get Ebola. Always wash your hand with soap and water. Or chlorine water. Avoid for it, bush meat, babu and monkey. Not eat the leftover fruit when in fact don't eat.
Me brothers and sisters, let we fast for white Ebola. Now we sweet Stallone. Now we all young. No other place for go except Stallone. Sweet Stallone, now we all yours. No other place for go except Stallone.
When you head behind, your body they warm. You dey vomit and toilet. Corona hospital, make them do you test. If safe like Ebola you get, the earlier you go, the chances take away. Make you survive. If you left it on water pass carry, now in the cause die. So go do your test, it go better for you.
Sometimes it can be malaria or typhoid, because malaria and typhoid almost get the same symptoms like Ebola. But if you don't do test, how you go to know? If person get them symptoms, yeah, na oops. No hide them because you love them. You go to put your life at risk and even the one that waiting around. Call the medical team to attention. If person die by Ebola, not touch in body or neither you attempt to wash them. Be careful with Ebola patient informing anywhere. Be you Christian, be you Muslim, let we all come together and pray for country.
Stop Ebola by the great Steady Bongo of Sierra Leone, and this was specially released as a Stop Ebola campaign song. And now this headline reads, Ebola is killing our entertainment industry in Sierra Leone. And this was written by Mutala Muhammad Kamara, who is a journalist and blogger in Sierra Leone. The deadly Ebola virus disease has so far claimed more than 1,000 lives and thousands more infected in Sierra Leone. The numbers of new infected cases continue to rise almost 6 months after the disease first entered Kailaung in eastern Sierra Leone, and there is no sign that it is ready to go soon. The EVD is not only taking lives, but it has also affected our way of life, and the economic impact is vast. From tourism to mining, hospitality to construction, it has significantly affected almost every sector, and it is taking its toll on the entertainment industry too. The World Health Organization reported that the epidemic threatens the very survival of the worst hit countries of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Welcome to the African Beat, Mutala Mohamed Kamara.
Thank you, David. Thanks for your opportunity.
Yeah, Mohamed, I just read this portion from what you wrote today. I want you to go deeper into it and explain a little bit. When you say Ebola is killing our entertainment industry, and from what I've just read, you will see that this virus is continuing to rise and people are still dying and more being infected. So give us a little understanding of what exactly is going on in Sierra Leone.
Thank you very much, David. I have never, you know, witnessed something like this in my lifetime in Sierra Leone. First, let me start with Salon Jamboree, which is my publication. It is the foremost, you know, arts and entertainment publication in Sierra Leone. We started it 4 years ago. We launched the first website, and we decided, you know, to expand, and we started the print version. For now, it is the only arts and entertainment, exclusively arts and entertainment publication in Sierra Leone. We are available online and also in print. You know, like I, like you said in your intro, you know, this Ebola virus has affected, you know, almost every sector. You know, but our industry, which is the arts and entertainment industry, is, one of the hardest hit. You know, and for instance, in a month like November, we'll feel, you know, the festive fever. But for now, there is nothing going on in Sierra Leone. You know, there is nothing absolutely, you know, going on. Nightclubs, you know, are quiet. Music concerts, you know, they have been cancelled. And we are losing hundreds of millions of leones, you know, from the arts and entertainment industry, all due to the Ebola virus.
When you say music concerts have been cancelled, were there any specific lined up concerts for this particular period?
First of all, let me go, you know, months back when the outbreak first started. The popular Sierra Leonean rapper Caldinero was supposed to do a huge concert, you know, in collaboration with the Jamaican artist Busy Signal. Unfortunately, last minute, the Jamaican artist decided, you know, to cancel his trip, you know, to Sierra Leone. The concert actually was supposed to be a sold out show. You know, Caldinero has one of the largest, you know, fan base in Sierra Leone. And people were looking forward, you know, to that show. But apart from that, again, we have not been seeing most other major international entertainment events. You know, for instance, the ongoing Project Fame, West Africa, which is West Africa's biggest reality show. And we were auditioned, you know, for that show. And two people were also selected, you know, to take part to represent Sierra Leone. Last minute, the organizers from Nigeria decided, you know, to suspend us, you know, because of this Ebola virus. And furthermore, the ongoing Big Brother, which is Africa's biggest reality show also, audition we are also conducted here in Sierra Leone, and people we are selected, you know, to represent us. Last minute also, there was a report that our rep, you know, we are denied visas. The South African embassy in Ghana decided, you know, not to give them the visa, you know, all because of this Ebola virus. And I guess you are aware of the public health emergency, you know, which makes it a crime, you know, for public gathering, you know, at the moment. You know, so there is no show, there is nothing going on, you know.
So what would you say the entertainers are doing now, like the musicians, the artists? Because in fact, if we go a little bit down the road to sports, we know what happened to Lyon Stars of Sierra Leone, the soccer team, when they were going to play for the African Cup of Nations. Some countries actually rejected them. And we must say kudos to countries like Cameroon and the Democratic Republic of Congo for actually accepting them. So what would you say is happening right now in Sierra Leone? Because we have music, we have the film industry that has started booming, and now all of that is just going down the drain.
Exactly. And average, we are not yet there in terms of movie production when you compare us to the likes of the Nollywood and the Ghanaian, you know, film industry. But let's also remember that this industry was providing jobs, you know, for hundreds of young people, you know, young people that have decided, you know, to go into the industry and to perfect their craft. The good thing is that we have films that we can call Sierra Leonean movies. And almost every week, you know, an average of 5 to 6 movies were released under normal circumstances. You know, but now, you know, the industry is in bed.
In fact, the Devil in Freetown just won 2 awards in London last week.
Yes.
A movie that was shot straight from in Sierra Leone about the war.
Exactly. You know, honestly, there was a prospect, you know, for the Imagine movie industry. The industry was going at a steady pace. But, you know, the Ebola has affected, you know, almost everything.
What is happening right now? Because every day we get news about the increase and no decrease in the infected people or people that are dying, you know. So what is the plan of the government at present? And what are people saying on the streets?
For me personally, it's very, very scary, you know, David. 6 months after this outbreak, the numbers of new infected cases keep increasing on a daily basis. Today was we had more than 50 new cases countrywide. And 6 months, you know, after the disease, people are fed up. People are tired, you know, of Ebola. You know, like I said, this has affected, you know, our way of life. Sierra Leoneans are among the most friendly people on earth. You know, it's a tradition, you know, for us to shake hands. You know, but now it is not happening. It has affected our way of life. People are tired. People are fed up, David. You know, I was listening to the radio this morning. You know, people were complaining. You know, they were complaining that they were tired of this disease. You know, like I said, 6 months, you know, after the outbreak started, the numbers keep increasing, you know, on a daily basis, which makes it very, very scary, you know. So we don't know what to do now. You know, the government, you know, have put in measures, starting with the public health emergency, you know, to the 3 days lockdown, you know. But even with all those measures, the numbers keep increasing on a daily basis, which makes it very, very scary.
So what would you, from your own point of view as a journalist, that go out and talk to people? What would you say is the cause of this? Is it that the people are not adhering to the measures that are being put in place, like washing of dead bodies, you know, touching of the infected?
I think I have to be honest. You know, it has to do with the attitude of some of our people. Not all, though. It has to do with the attitude. You know, people are still stubborn. You know, because when the Ebola virus is being transmitted from one person, you know, to the other, people are still stubborn.
There's this report that the president had to go to the northern province. How true is that? That the president actually went up there in person to talk to them?
Yes, the president said that, you know, everybody is fed up, you know, with this Ebola disease, you know, especially for the north. You know, the numbers keep increasing, you know, for the north. The new epicenters now, you know, for the Ebola virus is Freetown and the north. And the numbers keep increasing every day, you know, for the northern part of Sierra Leone and also Freetown. For the east and the south, the number is getting down. It's a bit better, you know, over there, you know. But for the north, I think the president said that, you know, out of, you know, frustration. He told the chiefs, you know, in those areas, you know, to put measures in place, you know, to stop the spread of the virus.
But in as much as this Ebola virus is killing the entertainment industry, the musicians are not relenting. They still go
exactly.
out and put their songs together to educate the mm-hmm. people. Like the first song
yes.
I played
in
by
fact,
Steady Bongo, and I'll be playing mm-hmm. another song by the rapper here in the United States, Pooper Badger and the Dry Eye Crew. They also did a special mm-hmm. Ebola song. Yes, one more word from you before we close.
Yeah, actually, I wanted, you know, to just round up, you know, with that. You know, despite the significant impact of the virus on the entertainment industry, they have been very, very, you know, supportive towards the fight against this Ebola disease. They did songs, you know, on their own. Recently, Jimmy B released the Ebola Fogo song, which is a very, very emotional song. It is getting huge views, you know, on YouTube, and people like the video. And he did it, you know, as part of his own contribution, you know, without support from anyone. Jimmy B in collaboration with Wahid, CJ, and the rest of the other guys. But apart from that, there are other artists, you know, that have done, you know, songs, similar songs, you know, music videos, and you know, just to help spread the message, you know, about this deadly disease. I'm kudos to them, and I'm proud of the entertainment industry, and we hope and pray that the Ebola virus will soon, you know, come to an end, and we'll definitely go back, you know, to our normal lives, you know, by the grace of God.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mutala Muhammad Kamara from Sierra Leone, and as we continue to pray for our people over there in West Africa, Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia, so that this virus will be contained. Let's now listen to another song by Pooper Badger and the Dry Eye Crew. They're based here in the United States of America, and this is a special song on Ebola. It's more about educating our people what to do and what not to do. Pooper Badger and the Dry Eye Crew.
Britain, Sierra Leone is amazing. Hey, from Pooper Badger, Papa Classy, Dry Eye, Dry Eye. You go broke. Now we advise we self. This sickness is so bad, pass it so. Let we protect we self from Ebola. May we see no dena this world with the men. Let we protect we self from Ebola. No wait till it you before you go land. Let we protect we self from Ebola. May we see no dena this world with the men. Let we protect we self from Ebola. No wait till it you before you go land.
I say me fumble them, it is not the breaking news. But I they still see Boko Haram still they refuse. Then they take a make funny, make a confuse. Serious virus where they kill you. Because me rest in all day we go heal you. So if I take out serious cause it's dangerous. Now Papa God no more go able to save us. So let we protect yourself anywhere we can. Cause the sick come from Yaka Yaka Motel man. Protect the pig in the music stay and your brother man. Say the sick no the piggy like a U-turn. Poor man, rich man, or even drag man. As he catch you take and say you not dead man. Always let's see on me, so play we no spread them. Then we make a snack the iron away one. Before all man and they come to get them. Say salon people, let we wake up, eh. Salon people, let we wake up, eh. This sick not a joke, oh. As it catch you, you go broke, oh. Now we advise we self, oh. This sickness is so bad, pass it, so. Let we protect we self from Ebola. May we see no day na this world with the men. Let we protect we self from Ebola. No way to eat it you before you go land. Let we protect we self from Ebola. May we see no day na this world with the men. Let we protect we self from Ebola. No way to eat it you before you go land.
Mama yeah, mama yeah. Papa yeah, mama yeah. This Ebola don't mean kakulala. It don't mean kakasara. Woyo, it don't mean kanambara. Why don't you burn all like a cara? 6 feet as soon as you mara. Do you have egg? Let we have red and bush meat. Like monkey and cutting grass. Them bad spots, mangrove them. Do you have egg? Let we take no precaution. Why if you come on jiggy jiggy, wash your hand. You come on, wash your hand. You come on after you can wash your hand. You come on yonder, you can wash your hand. Use your soap, use your detergent.
Say salon people, salon people, let we wake up, eh. Salon people, let we wake up, eh. sick, no the joke, oh. As he catch you, you go broke, oh. Now we advise with self, oh. This sickness is so bad, pass it, so. Let we protect we self from Ebola. Maybe see no then at this world with the men. Let we protect we self from Ebola. No way to get you before you go land. Let we protect we self from Ebola. Maybe see no then at this world with the men. Let we protect we self from Ebola. No way to get you before you go land.
Who they die with Soki and Megasin no they say for many a la fever. And now the new all we don't boss na Ebola. They sick when all the men elect them, then pull Sarah or take you na Kabbalah for go see Babala. So let we wake up and join and it's for put a stop to this big epidemic. We want make we no bad golf. Let we make sure we use some power super neck up. And no ever go around any Ebola cops. What you under frequently with so let the sick no spread. And I guess you know how many people already dead. So no just sit on the men. Now for follow instruction, let the grave not be your bed. You na new generation, cause this sick no the men. So we for take caution, this the nation attention. So all man for take action. Tell you mama, tell you papa about the prevention, yeah.
Say salon people, let we wake up, eh. Salon people, let we wake up, eh. This sick not the joke, oh. As it catch you, you go broke, oh. Let we advise we self, oh. This sickness is so bad, pass it, so. Let we protect we self from Ebola. Maybe see no then at this world with the men. Let we protect we self from Ebola. No way to get you before you go land. Let we protect we self from Ebola. Maybe see no then at this world with the men. Let we protect we self from Ebola. No way to get you before you go land.
Me fumble them. I know say we all don't get this message. I say Ebola no the men. Because you be see don't say it chronic for you. No remedy, you dey go. You dey go. But if you start forget the symptoms and you want straight go to hospital or to the one that way responsible, possibility they follow the menu. But if you say you dey shame, you dey not owes, you know, because you get Ebola, you know they go to the doctor, them let them go help you. Well, are you life you dey put in danger and they wonder where they with you. And you say for the with Ebola patient. When you see somebody will get symptoms, see the performance, vomit and diarrhea, run straight go meet the one that responsible or go to hospital and can check them up. By that, you save your life and you save the person in life. No left for they say Ebola no day. It day. We don't see people them way it don't kill. No make sure say we the wash we on them frequently anything we they do. Because you not go know Ebola person, you don't go lay down pass something, or you don't go touch something with your sweat. Then you can't quick, you can't touch her. You know, now that way they the sick they pass. So let the ones we hand them frequently with soap. And then bush meet them. Love forget about them for now. Say we drip the sick. You know them bat mutt mango then. We bats don't eat half, you self see and rep. You cut the half or eat and low left that one day. Because now they the sick they pass.
Pupa Baja and the Dry Eye Crew in that Ebola song. Well, once again, I want to say thanks to Mutala Muhammad Kamara for talking to us right here on the show. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy. I'll be right back with more music. Stay close.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
I Still Dey Here is a song by Michelle Iwang from Cameroon. It's coming up right now, and right after that, One Day by Chachi Tedese of Ethiopia. But right now, I Still Dey Here by Michelle Iwang of Cameroon.
Oh, Afrika basasa kedi burandu tuange ya Mamereki mema we sing ilongeli yo ya oe Seye ye ya na so ide Sasa keni morandu tu wange ya Mamereki vema we singi ilongale ya Siye hiye hi Naso ide
living in poverty, no more crime.
by Chachi Tedese of Ethiopia, and I Still Day Here by Michelle Iwang of Cameroon. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy in Washington, D.C. And we climax today with Ebola for Go by Jimmy B of Sierra Leone and the United Sierra Leonean artists. They all came together to produce this song, and so thumbs up to you guys.
Me fumble them. Ebola is the biggest obstacle to a country's development since the Civil War. It is therefore incumbent on us as a people, as a nation, and as citizens of a world that is increasingly becoming a global village, to ensure that we stand united in our effort in combating this menace, regardless of our political affiliation, regional background, tribal or class standing. We must all come together and win the war against Ebola, or remain divided and perish. God bless Sierra Leone.
Go, Ebola for go.
Oh man, we don't tire, tire.
Go, we don't tire, go.
Stand up for tell Ebola, tire, 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 tire. Hey,
Ebola for go.
We don't tire, tire.
Go, we don't tire, go.
And who, yeah, aha, la 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 la. You see the land that we love, our sweet Sierra Leone. Ebola don't break, we shake, we want fuck well young. Oh, oh, but now we know we ABC, avoid body contact, make we use them. We know say we for wash, we and we soap for chlorine, make we do And we for listening to Ministry of Well Body, and we know say the quarantine good for we. So we for listening to government and do
camouflage. Yeah, we don't go tire for dread, yeah. Tire for fetch you. All we need now this waste for eradicate you. You soap up chlorine, always for the wash you. Visit me family, I swear I no go touch you. I go call 117, then go can take you. This is our one way, so we no go spread you. Then picking the one go school, it's our say no. We put salt in behind, so this time we for go. You don't lose the battle, so shame and go. Then mommy then say go, the youth then say go. CJ Mark white camouflage say go. Even Godfather big bro Jimmy say go. Go,
go.
Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
We don't tire, bo, we don't tire, tire. We double wa'ala, now we country. Ebola, Ebola, just a stress free. I say we tire for sea, people and they die. Tire for your weak, the country they cry. Okana unto kono, okana matolunge. And it's how you go, Ebola dede. Ebola dede, idede, idede, idede. So we dey pray, 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 pray. Because we want from me, it go away. Ebola for go.
Oh man, we don't tire, tire.
Go, we don't tire, go.
Stand up for tell Ebola, tire, 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 tire.
Ebola for go.
We don't tire, tire.
Oh, we don't tire, boy.